KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
now on display at the Church History Museum in Salt Lake City, items just bought by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from the Community of Christ. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Cobin.
Second, an apartment fire in Kearns has sent dozens of people running from their homes this afternoon. Fire officials say the blaze could be construction-related. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Lighter than normal on the Valley freeways, with traffic only now starting to build southbound I-15 Murray and Midvale and northbound I-15 approaching Roy on the way to Weber County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More spotted rain, snow, showers today with a high of 48. I'm Matt Johnson.
48 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A New York judge set April 15th as the start date for Donald Trump's criminal hush money case in New York. Trump, criticizing the timeline as too close to the election, said he would have no problem testifying. Separately, a higher court sent Trump a lifeline, lowering the bond as corporate fraud case while he appeals from $464 million to $175 million. And tacking on another 10 days to pay. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceling an Israeli delegation's visit to Washington. This after the U.S. did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all hostages. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby.
Just because this meeting is now not going to happen doesn't mean that we aren't still going to look for an avenue and an approach to be able to share those alternatives with the Israelis.
Vladimir Putin today again asserting that Ukraine had something to do with the Moscow Concert Hall terror attack. The death toll, now 139. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. The justice system delivered a mixed bag to former President Trump today. First of all, he doesn't have to come up with $464 million, as you've been hearing. Well, joining me live, ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks. And Royal, this ruling is the kind of last-minute drama Trump loves over and over. How did this happen?
Well, basically, Trump went to the appellate panel in New York, Jeff, and said, you know, $464 million is way too much. I don't have it, for one thing, and it's wildly excessive compared to the alleged damages that I supposedly caused. And the five-judge panel said, you know, we're going to drop it down to $175 million. Now, wouldn't make much difference to me with my net worth, but apparently for Trump, he didn't have the 464, but he's got the 175, so he's kind of dodged a bullet in terms of making sure they don't take his name off the iconic Trump Tower across the street from Central Park.
How long does he have to come up with 175 large?
He's got 10 days, and he said today that he's got the cash, some securities, a bond, some combination of that. So he claims that it's all going to be okay. Of course, this is on top of some additional good news he got today, that his Truth Social company is being merged into another company he's affiliated with. They're going to sell the shares publicly on the NASDAQ market next week, and experts say that could boost his net worth by $3 billion.
I did mention this is a mixed bag, and there certainly is enough Trump news today. The trial date has been set for, I believe, his Stormy Daniels trial, and it's coming up quickly.
Exactly. So you need a scorecard. There are four criminal cases, and one of them is the Stormy Daniels hush money case. And the theory is that the allegation is that what Trump did was he paid off Stormy Daniels, but in the New York corporate records of Trump Company, he put it down as legal fees, which it is alleged was a crime, and coupled with his intent to commit some other undefined statute, maybe an election law, that turns it into a felony. And now we know April 15, tax day, is the day that trial will start, with jury selection April 15.
I've heard some say that this is the weakest case against him, the one that matters the least. But if he is convicted, would the penalty be prison time?
Yes, he could be sent to prison. Now, the judge might say, I'm going to give you probation. The judge might say, hey, you're about to be elected possibly president, so we're going to put on hold you reporting to prison. You'll report after your second term if you get one, or some combination or compromise of that. We don't know how it's going to play out. All we know for sure is that even if he is convicted, he still has a lawful right to run and theoretically serve in the White House, although you can't be in the White House and in stir at the same time.
Interesting times. Thanks a lot, Royal. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks, figuring it all out.